Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio at 94.1 on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube, where you can see our pretty faces. Hi, YouTube people. It is top 11 week on 94 WIP. The official list, which is of your votes and staff votes, is being revealed on the show at 2:30 every day throughout the week. So we revealed 11 and 10 today, 11 being Devontae Smith, 10 being Joel Embiid. That is your votes and staff votes. However, a lot of our staff have released their own lists, including morning show host Joe DeCamera, who joins us right now to talk about it, as it has caused a little bit of controversy, I would say. Joe, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Spike. You know, I heard you going to break there, and I thought, oh, no, I'm getting nervous here. I don't want to cause fascination. I just spit truth and wisdom.
Well, okay. So let me ask you this. So the big thing is, we'll go through this.
0-2 on that.
Sure. Yeah,
truth and wisdom.
Truth and wisdom. Before we get to the decision not to put Jalen Hurts on the list, because regardless of what you say, you know it's a big decision to not put him there. When you are thinking of your why somebody deserves to be on the list and what sort of and where they are, like what are the what's the word I'm looking for? What are the criteria that you're using for the list? Because we did leave it vague, sort of like an MVP award. So what criteria did you use?
Well, I mean, it's possible it's as simple as just one criteria for me, which is just who do I consider the best player? You know, there is something to be said, something, but not much for me for year to year proving it from the standpoint. I'll just use this quick example. Lane Johnson, I felt confident putting above Jordan Mulata in part because Lane Johnson has proven that it's no fluke. Now, at some point, Jordan Mulata is going to pass Lane Johnson. I don't think he has yet. But just using that as an example, you know, there's something to be said for that type of thing. But essentially, for me, it was just as simple as who do I think is the best player in the present time? And it really was really that simple.
Hmm. So at what point did you realize that Jalen Hurts was not going to make your list?
In the fall.
I can't stand you, man.
I mean, guys, you guys know in the fall I said very clearly on WIP I did not think he was a top seven player on the Eagles offense.
Oh, God.
So how in the world was he going to be in the top 10 of Philadelphia sports?
Because things changed from the fall.
They did, and he finished the season in a spectacular way. But so, too, did Quinyon Mitchell, who no one was open for Patrick Mahomes to throw the ball to, or Zach Bond, who had an incredible interception that set up a Jalen Hurts drive that lasted all of about 11 yards, you know, and any number of other players. Guys, I got great players not on this list. I mean, Schwarber's not on my list.
Hold on. Forget about all that. How did Ranger get on this list?
I think Ranger's a tremendous pitcher. I think he's a better pitcher than Jalen is football player.
Based on what?
Based on the fact that before his back flared up, he was 9-0 last year, and it looks like he's back dialed into that level. I mean,
well, he's the fourth best pitcher at best on his team. He doesn't.
I don't know that to be true. I'll tell you this: like if the playoffs started today, I'd probably give him the ball in game two. But it's close.
You would give Ranger the ball in game two?
I mean, my current inclination is that. But look, you could flip a coin between him, Lizardo, and Sanchez. It's very close.
Yeah, I think Sanchez is the better left-handed pitcher on the team. That's notwithstanding. He's the fourth best pitcher in the rotation at best. How is he on a list and the starting quarterback who won the Super Bowl MVP and right. led his team to that title not on the list? That's that. Like, even if you had Jalen at 11, I would still be upset. But the fact that he's not even on the list, and Ranger Suarez is on the list. Quinyon Mitchell is on this list. I don't understand this. I really don't. Do you not weigh the importance of the impact that he has on the outcome of games? I'll be the first to tell you Saquon was the driving force in the offense last year.
Yep.
But even I have to admit that Saquon, as great as he is as a talent, is helped by Jalen Hurts being the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, he's helped by being the quarterback here. I just, not being on the list, I just don't understand. If you want to put him wherever you want on the list, 1 through 11, okay, whatever. But not being on the list, for a guy who does nothing but what we ask of him, which is winning, and give us a chance to win a championship, the level of disrespect and the overlooking of his importance and significance of the position that he plays on the most important team in the city. He plays the most important position. Like, to me, all that stuff has to weigh in when you're weighing his play versus everybody else's play. Nobody else on this list carries the weight that Jalen Hurts carries as an athlete. No one.
I agree with you on that. Like, 1,000% I agree with you. And that is a tricky one when it comes to this. I hear you loud and clear. If he is out of the game, it causes a bigger problem, probably other than a healthy Joel Embiid, who's not anywhere in my top 10. But that concept, I get it. I really do. Like, I really get it. But like, let me ask you a question, Ike. I'm going to ask you this simple question. Who do you think is a better football player, Jalen Hurts or Jalen Carter?
Well, Jalen Carter is probably better at playing defensive tackle, but it's harder to play quarterback.
It is.
That's like saying being the number one kicker in the league. Sure, you're all pro every year, but your job isn't as hard as the quarterbacks. It's harder to be It's harder to be the best or even in the top five at Jalen's position, Jalen Hurts' position, than it is Jalen Carter's position. It's a lot easier for Jalen Carter to be at the top of his list than it is Jalen Hurts. He has more people to overclimb.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say harder. I would just say it's more important for the quarterback to be better than the defensive tackle.
You don't think it's harder playing quarterback than it is D tackle?
No, I'll agree with that. I'm just saying, I mean, top five is top five. It just means you passed everybody but four other people, essentially.
Well, hold on. Top five quarterback in the NFL, that's a more significant list than being a top five defensive tackle if I told you there's only three or four great defensive tackles in the league.
I agree. But I totally agree. I just use that as an example.
Okay.
That's where I'm trying to bring, to answer Spike's initial question, what's my criteria?
Yeah,
I just come back to best player. Let me give you another example.
Okay,
I think in the teams you were on, the Great Eagles teams of the 2000s. So, mm-hmm. I think pretty much everybody would acknowledge that in a game, if Donovan McNabb suffered an injury in the game or prior to the game, it would be a bigger problem than if Brian Dawkins suffered an injury in the game or prior to the game. The Eagles' chances to lose would increase the most if Donovan, the quarterback, went out.
Yeah.
With that said, I believe, and I think somewhere between 90 to 100% of people in Philly would agree with this, Brian Dawkins was a better football player than Donovan McNabb, which is, by the way, part of why the Pro Football Hall of Fame has Dawkins there and not Donovan. That's the way I look at it. And so I would have no problem putting Dawk above Donovan on this type of list, mm-hmm. even though it's a bigger problem if Donovan would miss a game. That's the way I view it.
Okay. That's fair, and I actually agree with you with that, on that. I mean, Dalk, even though he played safety, is still not quarterback, and it's not as demanding. Dalk is viewed as a top five player at his position in the history of the game. Like, in the history of the game, he's one of the five best safeties in the history of the game. It would be hard to be one of the five best quarterbacks in the history of the game.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, you're talking, if you're that, you're you're very
exactly. You see what I'm saying? Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And so these are the kind of, I mean, this is what, and it, you know, I do, all jokes aside, because, you know, people come after me on this, and I try to explain to them, I really don't mean it disrespectful to Jalen Hurts. So I think, I actually will certainly say he played better than I expected, is better than I thought he was. I've stated that. But, you know, there are some incredible players in Philly sports. And I guys, I'll tell you this. I have no problem saying easily that I think, you know, with ease is what I mean, that Jalen Carter is better than Jalen Hurts. And I say the same thing about Lane Johnson. I think he's better at football than Jalen Hurts.
At their position, yes.
Just in at their position.
But because that matters, Joe. You're talking about the hardest position to play in sports. And it's the most important position to play, being compared to a defensive tackle, that he doesn't have to make a tackle all game. And because people will grade him out because other people made plays, they'll say how great he played. A quarterback doesn't get that benefit. Like, no, Jalen just can't. Jalen can't call the game and hand it off to Saquon, and everybody praise Jalen for it.
No, I get it. Like, you would have never said that Nick Foles was a better football player than Fletcher Cox, right?
Right.
Okay. But it would have been a bigger problem in Super Bowl 52 if Nick Foles got injured.
Oh, no, listen, I understand your logic and what you're doing. I get that. I get that. You're basically saying he is the better player at his position. Yeah, I get it. I get where you arrived at your voting. So I'm not knocking you for that. I'm just giving you a little pushback because I don't know if the significance of playing quarterback is being weighted the same. Nobody else in this town, no other star in this town carries the weight that the quarterback position carries. Like, Zach Wheeler can be as great as he wants to be as an individual, and his team can suck, and we'll still praise Zach Wheeler for being an individual great pitcher.
Yep.
Right? We saw Lefty. He won 27 games. Team only won, what, 30? All year long?
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? Like, so a pitcher is different than the quarterback. His play has an impact on the outcome of everybody else.
Yeah.
So that's all. Listen, I give you credit. You got solid sort of reasoning behind what you're doing. I just don't necessarily agree with it. That's all.
Well, I appreciate that. Look, there was a lot of interesting stuff in here, guys. I mean, Quinion or Cooper DeJean, that's a tough call. I went with Quinion. I think Cooper gets more pubs because of the interception in the Super Bowl, but I think Quinion's a little bit better. I mean, there's like, you know, really, once I got past the top five, and I felt pretty good through five with those five, in whatever order you want to put them, what I found is six through roughly 15 was a lot of Eagles offensive linemen versus Philly starting pitchers versus Eagles defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of really quality players in there.
Hold on, and you even said Jalen didn't make your top 15.
Well, I said he'd be around 15. I'd have to look at it, but he did not make my top 11. It would probably be somewhere around 15.
All right. I've had him on the grill.
To be honest with you, Joe, the reason I'm letting Ike handle this is that – so I don't
– He agrees with you.
Well, look, I have Jalen on my – I give my list on Wednesday. I have Jalen on my list. However, what I am saying is that I understand your perspective, and I've been – when people have called to sort of push back, what I say is, well, I'm doing the same thing that you're saying. Don't you think X player is better at his position than the other player? However, I do think there is validity to the importance of the quarterback position and the fact that he just won Super Bowl MVP. Like, but I hear where you're coming from. I really do. I don't, and I do believe some people were saying Joe's just doing that to piss people off. And I said, you don't know Joe. I said, right. I tried to get Joe to do things to piss people off for several years.
He
wouldn't
won't
do it. Yeah. I said, Joe specifically believes this to be true. So I will say that to everybody else. You do believe this to be true.
I do. No, I appreciate you pointing that out, Spike, and I do. I mean, I saw some of the comments on social media today, and it's not fun to read them, but you know, I know where I'm coming from, and I know it's born out of what I truly believe. Whether people agree with it or not, it's what I believe. So, yeah. But look, I hear both of you on the point about the importance of the quarterback. There's no doubt the quarterback and the goalie in hockey, you know, if the team ever joins the 21st century and competes again, are the two most important positions for team success. And, you know, and superstar in basketball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess the simple way to put it is I just didn't let that frame my answer. But I understand what you're saying. And I agree with you 1,000,000% that the quarterback is the most important position. I agree with that entirely.
Who should be higher up on the top 11 list? I know you're in your top 20 now, but yep. Embiid or Hurts?
Who'd you say, Embiid or Hurts?
Yeah.
Oh, Hurts. I mean, listen, guys, I wrote Embiid's name down when I began my process of whittling it down. But I, you know, because, you know, I probably had 20, 22 names written down. But I did not really give him real, true consideration. I just don't trust him. I mean, you have to be able to answer the bell to be truly considered. It's sad and it's a shame. And I wish he can reestablish and we can catapult him right back into the top three or so. But.
Well, when he's playing, where would you rank him?
Listen, I've done this kind of list for, you know, I don't know if you guys know, I invented the top 10 and then you guys did the top 11.
You invented top 10s?
Moron. No, I mean, listen, all those years, I typically had him somewhere in the top three.
Okay.
And if he was healthy and Joel MVP type guy, he'd be somewhere in the top three or four. I would put him behind, I think, at this point, Wheeler and Harper and Saquon just because, you know, it was playoff failures. And I got to tell you guys, Harper and Wheeler are the two guys, and I've said this for, well, the last 12 months or since the last October happened. I don't blame Wheeler and Harper at all for the Phillies not winning the World Series. Not their fault. I mean, they have totally delayed. I mean, even last year in the playoffs against the Mets, it was only four games. Bryce had a .750 slugging percentage.
Mm-hmm. He did, really, but you talk about answering the bell. He also had the most important at-bat in the entire series, and he failed.
It was a bad at-bat. Yeah. A horrible at-bat.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna dispute that. But I would definitely have Hurts above Joel, which is sad because I want to bring Joel right on back.
So let me ask you this. It seems like the last thing. It's because now you got me annoyed. It seems like you are largely focusing on the last 12 months. Right? You have to be, because Zach Bond's on your list at 7, yeah, Saquon's totally at 1, Quinyon Mitchell's at 9.
Yep.
You think Bryce Harper over the last 12 months have been the second best athlete in Philadelphia? You think Bryce Harper has been a better first baseman than Zach Wheeler's been a pitcher, A.J. Brown's been a wide receiver, Jalen Carter's been a defensive tackle, Lane Johnson's been an offensive tackle, Zach Bond's been a linebacker. Bryce Harper hasn't been better than them at anything.
Yeah, look, it's a good point.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spike, I struggled with that one. I arrived where I arrived because I feel like he's been hampered by injuries that he can get through. I don't know that he will. And I said today on the morning show, he might tumble down significantly soon. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt for now, but that won't last much longer if he doesn't reestablish extreme greatness.
Man, because number two is pretty hot.
Putting out extreme greatness. There's no question.
Well, I mean,
and by the way, so is A.J. Brown, and this guy gets totally jobbed in this process. Like Jody Mack this morning, and A.J. Brown at like 8 or 9. It's like if he played with Joe Burrow, he'd double his numbers. I mean, gosh, Ja'Marr Chase doubled A.J. Brown's numbers, doubled them in catches. That's a travesty. I think A.J. Brown is a true, flat-out Hall of Fame player. He just doesn't get the ball as much, in part because of Saquon's greatness, but in part because, you know, Jalen just doing what he does.
Did Jody ever make it back from his smoke break? That was dynamite content.
Oh, man. That was wild.
All right. Jody left the morning show because he thought it was a commercial break when Joe was doing a live read. and they're in panic calling him all morning.
And then his phone rang in the studio. Not only did he have the phone.
He there, left the phone.
He had the phone on. He had the phone on, left it on. It's ringing.
Well, Ike does that.
I do not.
By the way, Blake and I, just tell me real quick, out of 5 competitions, how many did Spritz win? How many do I win?
Yeah, let's get down to the real.
I think we've treated you pretty respectfully on this call. Don't get used to it. This is the last time you're treated that way.
You've been a little chesty on that morning show. I've heard you.
Fritz is going to obliterate you. The only chance you have at any of these sports is if you don't swing during baseball and he walks you a bunch of times. Like that, I think that's the only chance you have at any of these.
Are you going to swing the bat? Are you going to stand there and just like wait for a walk? Is that your goal of this?
I will say that he has to prove the ability.
You're taking until 2 strikes.
He's taking pitches.
You're taking until 2 strikes, just like Little League. Walks as good as a hit.
Yep. Bryson DeCamera.
Smart strategy. Hey, Joe, that's actually a smart strategy. Make Fritz pitch to you, man.
Correct. And I'll tell you right now, the 3 I'm going to win are baseball, tennis, and basketball.
0% chance. 0% chance.
Can I say this to camera? I don't think you're going to win basketball. If you happen to win basketball, it's going to be rough for Jack during our show. Forget about your show.
Like, seriously.
Yeah, it'll be rougher in this show than it'll be in yours. All right.
I look forward to it.
All right, get out of here, DeCamera.
All right, brother.
There he is. Joe DeCamera, the WIP Morning Show. I would say this about Joe, and I believed it before, and I believe it now. He put thought into it. He believes it.
Oh, yeah.
And if you are using the criteria that he decided to use, I understand the point he was making. But it's tough because if you were to, first of all, the Bryce Harper thing, no offense to Bryce, and I know you don't believe me, Jack, there's no reason Bryce Harper should be higher than most of those guys on the list if we're just talking about the last 12 months.
Well, I think he did hit 30 home runs last year and hit .285. I mean, I think it's like he was horrible last year.
Yeah, but he wasn't better than Jalen Carter. He wasn't better than Zach Bond. He wasn't
Zach Bond, whatever. I still think he's better than Zach Bond.
Well, he hasn't had a
he's a linebacker. Come on.
He hasn't had a better year than Zach Bond.
System linebacker. I'm not.
System linebacker?
He was second in defensive player of the year.
Fifth. Anyway, not.
He was all pro last year.
Yeah. I'm not getting worked up about Zach Bond. He's on my list. Don't you worry.
He was pretty damn good.
Yeah, he was good. On a great defense.
Yeah, but the defense was great because of him.
With a lot of great players around him.
No. One great player.
Now Quinion's not a great player?
He was a rookie last year.
Doesn't matter. Was he a great player? Was he a great player? Jalen Carter, better.
Can I ask you something?
AJ Brown, better.
Okay.
Who?
AJ Brown.
No, I'm in on defense.
I'm talking about Harper.
Oh, you're talking about Harper. Okay.
Yeah.
So why is it that in Bryce's time here, do the Phillies have a better record without him than with him?
Because he sucks. That's why, Spike.
I didn't say he sucks.
He sucks.
I didn't say
there he
sucks.
Goes, there
sucks.
He goes.
I didn't just say just trade him. Just trade him with trade him.
Better record without Bryce than with Bryce.
That's great. How far are they going in the playoffs without him?
I'm just saying Lane Johnson doesn't have that same...
Okay. And Lane Johnson I would have out of him.
Okay.
What?
Do you see how testy he gets?
He's real testy.
He's been horrible last year. 30 home runs to 285. Easy.
Again, we're saying last 12 months.
That's in the last
that doesn't,
that's
doesn't
in the last
include
12
all of last year. It doesn't.
All right.
It doesn't.
All right.
It includes the first 70 games of this year.
Right.
Where he's been
meh,
pretty average.
So trade him. What do you all want?
Well, he's got a no-trade clause. I can't.
It's what you all want?
All right. The biggest list is coming up next. That's right. Ike Reese's top 11 athletes in Philadelphia.
Let's go, baby.
Now, just so you know, he hasn't had a chance to change it because I have kept his list in my pocket.
I actually appreciate that.
He doesn't even have access to the list. So Ike Reese's top 11 is next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's top 11 week on the WIP Afternoon Show. We reveal the official list all week as voted on by you and the staff at WIP. We've revealed 11 and 10 today, 11 being Devontae Smith, 10 being Joel Embiid. We will get Ike's list right after an update on the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is it crazy that Joe DiCamera didn't have Jalen Hurts in his top 11 Philadelphia athletes list? 88.1% say yes.
Well, that's
it
going
is
down.
Crazy. It is going down.
Nice. Yeah.
No, it was because it was 12.5%. I get it. So it's going up, actually.
Well, yeah, it started at 87, I think, the first check-in. It's down to 80.
No, 88.
Oh, okay.
88.1.
I thought you said 81.8.
No. 88.1.
Nice.
So here is, now normally, the headliner goes last. So Ike's list on our show would be the headliner. We would have him go Wednesday. We're going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But because we're all worried, including Ike, that Ike might change his list as...
Legitimate concern.
We are doing Ike first. So it is time for Ike to reveal his top 11 athletes in Philadelphia list. This is big.
All right. I will say this.
Yeah.
I will explain my criteria afterwards when you guys have a ton of questions for me.
Okay.
As you will question this top 11 list, but I don't give a damn if you question it or not.
Okay.
Because quite frankly, the last year is what matters the most.
Okay.
When putting together this list.
And you put a lot of work in the list.
I did.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this weekend, it wasn't just Father's Day weekend for me. It was get the list together.
Top 11 weekend.
Yeah.
A big mental sweat weekend?
I was up to, before I came in today, I must have had like five drafts.
Still grinding.
Yeah.
It's tougher this year than last year.
And it's really the last three or four slots on the list is all it really is.
Okay.
All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, for number 11, let's go with, come on, man, the exciting white. Cooper DeJean at number 11.
Wow.
Great rookie season.
I'm writing these down. Okay.
Great rookie season. And here's what I'll tell you why it was a great. Here's why Cooper DeJean is on the list. Because here's what people forget. Cooper DeJean, he missed the first few games because he missed training camp. He was injured. Defense didn't look all that great early.
It didn't.
When Cooper DeJean was added to the starting lineup, and Vic Fangio figured out how he wanted to use him. He can use him all over the place. The defense took off and became the number one defense in the league. We know how he finished up the season in the Super Bowl. To me, with the game-sealing play, pick six before the half, Cooper DeJean makes my list. Was very tough. Cooper had to fend off a lot of players at the bottom of that list, including his rookie classmate and Quinyon Mitchell. So there's a hint for you right there. Number 10, Smitty. Smitty is the silent assassin, overshadowed by some of the other guys on the offense. But my goodness, when this dude is called upon to make big plays, to make big catches, when AJ is out and Smitty has to be the number one guy, nothing drops off. Nothing drops off. Smitty, I had to get him on the list at number 10. At number 9, I got his running mate, A.J. Brown.
At nine?
A.J. Brown's at number nine. Now, let me explain to you.
Okay.
Obviously, A.J. is a phenomenal wide receiver. Top three wide receiver in the league, in my opinion. But I'm going off the last year. The receivers, the passing game hurt them on the list. It didn't keep them off the list, but it hurt them being higher on the list because they didn't necessarily have dominating seasons. But
and why was that?
Like I said, they didn't have dominating seasons. God, I told you, the passing game wasn't great.
Yep.
Yeah, I told you, the passing game wasn't great. It was ranked 29th in the league.
Yeah,
that's where it was at.
Yep. We talked about it. Yep.
All right, well, I'll get to it.
Okay.
At number eight, this is a tough one. This is where Bryce Harper lands.
Whoa. Nice.
Bryce Harper lands number eight on my list. Bryce Harper, you know I love you, Bryce. Same birthdays. Libras. We're in there together.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I'll say. Missed a lot of games over the last year.
He has.
Bryce Harper has a level of expectation that is very high. So he doesn't get to be average and be applauded for that. He has to be Bryce Harper. And if I'm being fair, I'm not saying he's been terrible, but he hasn't been MV3 in the last year. Had a great start to the season last year. He did before the injury. I didn't forget that.
I knew you did your homework.
Had a great start to the season. Did not forget that. I did not forget that. And that's why he's in there. But at number seven, if I'm looking at an everyday player, Kyle Schwarber's been the best everyday player on the Phillies the last year. To me, most impactful, big hits, big home runs. He's able to move around in the lineup, lead off, number two, number four, number three. Kyle Schwarber has been able to get it done, and he's having another good season. So Kyle Schwarber is at my number seven spot. Number six. Oh, I'm proud to have him here at number six. Eagles linebacker, Zach Bond.
There it is.
Arguably the best defensive player on the team last year. Could make that argument for him.
Mm-hmm.
Could make that argument for him. Zach Bond is there. First year as an Eagle, exceeded anyone's expectations. Hell, exceeded expectations so far. The Eagles are paying linebackers. You kidding me?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think they paid Zach Bond more than they paid every linebacker combined over the last 20 years. That's how good he played last year. Zach Bond is at my number six spot. Number five goes to the defensive MVP of the team last year. That's Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter, my goodness, was his second or third year? It was his second year last year. Now he's going into his third year.
Correct.
Awesome. You're talking about a guy who came out, and they said he was the best player in the draft. So if he didn't have off-the-field issues, we wouldn't even have him because he would have gone higher in the draft, could have easily been the number one pick in that draft. My goodness, has Jalen Carter turned out to be as advertised. Number one ranked defense, I had to get Jalen Carter on there. Notice, number one ranked defense, I had to get somebody at each level. D-line, linebacker, and secondary.
And secondary, yep.
Made sure I made that in there. At number four, here's where it gets a little dicey. The other Jalen. Jalen Hurts, my number four player in the city.
All right.
Jalen Hurts, number four. And here's why. I had to take the last year into consideration. And while individually it wasn't a great year for him, I wouldn't say that. It was average at best for him. Played great in the postseason. That has to carry a lot of weight. The position that he plays, the fact they won a championship, and he's the most scrutinized player on this list. Any list that doesn't have Jalen as one of the four guys in this city, because there's four teams in the city. All four teams don't have to be represented, but it's four teams in the city. He has to be one of the four top players in this city because of the position he plays, his success, the amount of winning he's done, and he just won the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts comes in at number four. I got Zach Wheeler at number three on my list. And here's where you guys have done a great job making me go back, think about some things with Zach.
Okay.
Not necessarily penalizing for just being a pitcher and pitching once every 5 days, that whole thing. Yeah, look at his numbers. He's been awesome. Despite one thing you said constantly, arguably the top five pitcher in the National League over the last 5 years. That has to carry a lot of weight. It has to carry a lot of weight. He's the stopper. He's the ace of the staff. Have to have him as my number one Philly on this list. At number two, don't start rolling your eyes. I got the Eagles offensive line.
Oh, I thought about doing it.
Yeah.
The Eagles offensive line.
After you fought us on that idea last week.
Yeah. But you convinced me. I got the Eagles offensive line at number two.
That's fine.
Quite frankly, they're all too great for me to single guys out. We don't have a Super Bowl without these guys. We don't turn the season around last year without these guys going to Nick Sirianni and saying, put it on our shoulders, coach. Let us lead the way. They are the number two athlete in this city over the last year and number one. Come on, man. Quadzilla.
Thigh meat.
Saquon. Thigh meat at number one. Best athlete in the city. Arguably the best free agent we've signed around here since Moses Malone. Right? Arguably the best free agent we've signed around here.
Elton Brand.
He delivered us the title. 2,000 yards. Should have broke Eric Dickerson's rushing record last year. I still hold that against the Eagles for a small degree. But he did set the record for most rushing yards in an entire season, including postseason, over 2,500 yards, NFL Offensive Player of the Year. He came here from our rival, the number one team I hate in this division, the New York Giants. He came here with a chip on his shoulder. And quite frankly, I believe if he's not in that locker room last year, I don't know how good this team is. I don't know how this team holds it together. There's a lot of stuff going on with this team prior to the season. I think Saquon Barkley's presence helped that out tremendously. That's why he is number one on my list. Eat away at it, fellas. That's the list you want right there.
All right. I've got three problems with his list.
Okay.
Do you want me to give you my problems with your list?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Problem number one. I have trouble dropping A.J. Brown all the way down to nine because of the passing game and putting Jalen at four.
Sure.
That is, look, we go in circles around it. I understand the importance of the position. That's one issue I have.
Okay.
Issue number two I have.
Okay.
Putting Schwarber over Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
As I've said a million times.
You don't like Bryce?
No. I think Bryce should be above Kyle Schwarber in that a DH has a limited, like,
true,
you know, respect that I'm going to give him. Respect for Kyle Schwarber for being a DH, but the fact that he's only a DH hurts him a little bit to me.
Okay.
And then the other issue I have is...
Let's get to the number one issue here.
Well, it's not the number... Like, having Cooper DeGene...
Get to it.
Having Cooper DeGene on the list and not having him beat him on the list insane to me.
Yes.
The guy's played here three quarters of 1 year.
Awesome year, though.
It was a good year.
Awesome.
It's a good year. I just like, but you not putting a beat on the list. I don't think you did.
It didn't hurt you enough.
You've been so exciting, whited up over the last several months that like
you even want Konkanipple.
Yeah.
For Cooper DeGene, Cooper DeGene's got you going crazy.
It's just, all the white guys.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
That's not the case.
Where's the running back kid? Put him on the list.
Put Shipley on there too.
Yeah.
Now, listen, Embiid. I couldn't get over the missed games. That's all it is.
Well, if you're just going to say it's the last year, there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's all it is for me. It's the missed games in the last year. That's all it is. Maxie, I thought about it, and I'm like, Mitchkoff, I actually did think about putting him on there, seriously. Number 11.
Well, it's hard to put Maxie on the list given what you have here, especially if it's the last year. Maxie didn't have a good year last year.
Right.
It was fine.
So I couldn't put him on there.
Yeah.
It was disappointing. And I understood, listen, Cooper, that bottom portion of the list I know is going to be up for debate. You make a great point about Harper being a two-way player versus Schwarber. I just think, when I think about the last year, Schwarber seems to be the guy that's been the guy that I can rely on, that I have the most confidence in over the last year.
I get it. Well, there's Ike's list. Number 11, Cooper DeGene. Number 10, Devontae Smith. Number 9, A.J. Brown. Shocked at that one. Number 8, Bryce Harper. Number 7, Kyle Schwarber. Number 6, Zach Bond. Number 5, Jalen Carter. Number 4, Jalen Hurts. Number 3, Zach Wheeler. Number 2, the Eagles offensive line, an idea that was poo-pooed by one Ike Reese. And number 1 is Saquon Barkley. 215-592-9494. Get to your reaction right after I talk to you about your pets, who you love. You spend your life making sure that they have the greatest life they could possibly have. And during the summer, they got to have the greatest summer they could possibly have. They can't have it without Dogs and Cats Rule. So while your dogs are outside, maybe they need a new toy, Dogs and Cats Rule, one of the 7 locations, they got toys for them. They also have summer-specific stuff. Maybe you take them out on the boat, right? Maybe you go on the lake or something. They have life jackets for your dogs. They have UV-blocking t-shirts for your dogs. They have cooling bandanas and cooling vests, pop-up puppy pools. I've mentioned a few times, my dog Scotchy loves laying on the back deck. It's 95 degrees. Getting her, making sure she's cooled off because she's not going to do it herself. Dogs and Cats Rule, Dogs and Cats Rule, Dogs and Cats Rule. While you're there, have a conversation about whether you're feeding your pet the right thing with the best staff anywhere. That's what the lead dog, George Perrini, makes sure happens. And I mean it. Answering your questions with an answer that you can feel confident in. 7 locations, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. Before we get to the phones, speaking of dog, can I tell you about one of maybe the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me in my life? Happened with my dog last week.
Oh, wow.
So they have a new vet because we're in a new town, right? So I brought the vet in. Scotty had a little weird thing going on with her eye. They both get very nervous at the vet. So I brought
You have scared dogs.
I do. Scared dogs. Very anxious dogs. I get it. I understand.
They know when they're getting poked and prodded.
They do.
They're not excited for that.
Well, as soon as she sees the vet, she's never even been there. She's like, I know what this building is.
I know what this is.
All right. So let me tell you about, and I had to even tell my wife about this because I was so horrified at what I had done. It's really one of the most horrifying things I've ever done. I can't believe I'm telling this story.
This is above Rebel eating all the tobacco things?
Yes. The nicotine pouches.
Nicotine patches.
Yes. More embarrassing than that.
Wow.
This is the most embarrassing thing I've ever done, I think, in my life. So we have her on the, you know, the thing that, like, the metal thing they put on that weighs them, the scale, but it comes up.
Yeah.
Like, it raises up so they can take a look at it. So she's up. She's at about, I would say, midsection level. And there's 3 people in there. There's me, the vet, and the vet tech. So the vet tech is behind Scotchy. I am in front of her. The vet tech is in the middle. And the vet is trying to get like get under her so she can hear her heartbeat. We're trying to calm her down. We all have our hands on Scotchy. So I go to grab Scotchy's head to kiss the top of her head.
Nice.
To calm her down.
Classic.
When I go to kiss the top of her head, the vet tech's hand is on her neck. I kissed the vet tech's hand twice.
Twice? You went back in?
What?
I kissed her hand.
Wow.
Instead of kissing the dog. She was, I don't know.
What happened after that?
Late 20s, early 30s or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what happened after that?
Made a move?
Stop it. I was horrified at what had just happened.
Good.
I backed up and I said, I looked at her dead in her face and I said, I was trying to kiss the dog to calm her down. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Right.
She's laughing, but in my heart, I'm thinking, this is the end of my career.
Yeah, you're going to jail.
I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
For kissing her hand.
Yeah. Twice, by the way.
Two times.
You didn't think it was a little, isn't hairy enough?
Well, it was just like a bing, bing. Like I was trying to settle her down.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
That's tough.
The vet tech hands. Yeah.
I can't say that's ever happened to me.
It was a very tough scene.
That has not happened.
A very tough scene. And I came home immediately told my wife.
Oh, nice. It's a good job by you.
Well, dude.
Good job by you.
You know.
I wasn't being sarcastic.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You don't know if something's coming up tomorrow
or
not.
Yeah. She gets a phone call. He did what? Total accident. 215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli. You're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Yo,
what's up, D?
You don't want that happening to you, man. You already know that. you won't be excited, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for damn sure, yeah.
I'm going to go, listen, your list, though, with Embiid, man, I don't like not having Embiid on there because he's been nothing but a great Sixer, man. Like, if y'all say there's no criteria, Embiid is arguably one of the greatest Sixers of all times. And his skill level should put him on any list. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, listen, and I think when you'll see some of the lists that came out, they considered a lot of that stuff. So we didn't have a strict criteria we had to go by. So people were sort of left to their own criteria, how they wanted to vote the list. And for me, I went pretty much just over the past year. Or what has happened in the past year. And if not for the injuries and the games that he's missed, there's no question he would have been on the list. Like, there's no question he would have been on the list.
I am surprised you got Harper as low as you do. I'm not mad because I do think he does get a lot of free passes around here. So,
Well, listen, I didn't know how I could have anybody in the top five other than Zach Wheeler and Eagles. That's the way I kind of looked at it.
Yeah, I was looking at some numbers earlier, right? And with the AJ Brown. So AJ Brown, he missed four games this year, right?
Yes.
And I don't think no one like talks about he missed like four games like early in the year. So they like left Brazil and he ended up hurt. He missed like the next whatever amount of games.
He missed those next three games, yeah. He missed those next three.
But I always hear like, especially from Spike, who always say, like, if it wasn't for Jalen Carter, you know, sacking Matthew Stafford that time in the snow, like, we would have lost that game. But nobody ever brings up when A.J. Brown dropped that, I ain't going to say it was a touchdown, but
he was he would have been at the 1 yard line. Yeah, he would have been at the 1 yard line.
We would have went to the half up 20-10. And it's like, nobody ever, it's always like a what if with other people. But when it's like with A.J. Brown and even like when Saquon dropped the pass against the Falcons or whatever, like, that always, you know, he always resorts back to the quarterback. That's why I wouldn't have Hurts one on my list either. I would go with Saquon and, you know, Zach Wheeler. I guess you could put him there. I would definitely have Hurts in my top five, but I do think we kind of overlook him a little bit. But I just feel like with Hurts, he's definitely exceeded expectations for it has to be every Philadelphia fan because he wasn't drafted to lead us to a Super Bowl. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just feel like now that he has done that, and I think like his paycheck is what increases the pressure, you know what I'm saying? And then Hurts is not a media guy, so I feel like him being like private and not giving us a whole lot to grab onto and, you know, love up on him kind of like pushes people off of him. Like even with that thing about his wedding, Like, if he wants to keep – you played in the league, Ike. So, you know, like, if you was in the league right now, like, it's just way too much access for people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't even tie your shoe without somebody snapping a picture of you. So, I just feel like him being able to, like, navigate through all that kind of, like, pushes people off of his fandom. Like, oh, you don't really know him. And
yeah, because he doesn't open up to you. He doesn't necessarily let you in.
I would love to know how he is, like, behind – like, when I see those little bits of him on the sideline – when he's like talking trash and using explicit language and all that. I like seeing that, but I also think that I would love to like hang out with him just to see if he's actually as cool as we think AJ Brown could be a total, you know what, you know?
Sure.
We don't know, but
it seems like everybody likes AJ though.
Yeah. It seems like he's pretty popular in the locker room. Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. I'm just saying like we like seeing him out somewhere. Like how would he take us, like running up on him, and you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure. No, I'm with you there. Yeah, Jalen having a little bit of mysteriousness to him or what have you. I don't know if that maybe that works against him. I don't know.
I think it works for him in some because like the truth is when you don't know anything about anybody, you just sort of assign whatever you believe they are to them. So most people, because he is quiet, you're right. I think there is to a certain extent there are some people that cannot connect to him because of it. But I also think there's some people that just assume he's always about business all the time because he doesn't talk. So I think like on some level there are good things about it.
It works for him
and some they it works against him. Yep.
You said that the way I was trying to say it. You're very articulate, man.
He talks a lot, man.
I talk a lot.
When you want to be, you are very, very articulate.
Well, thank you. It's not too different than Utley.
It's just like Utley.
Utley was the same
like
way,
Utley.
You know. And we assumed that Utley, because we liked Utley and, right. and he was good, we were like, ah, that guy's all
that's
business.
That's a great example.
Yeah, because
just
same.
Like Utley. Yeah. Yes.
And thank you for the call, Derek. Westbrook was the same way during his time here. He didn't talk. You know.
Now you're right.
Yeah.
And he is completely different.
Yes.
Not in front of a microphone.
Yeah. Well,
yes.
Yeah. When he talks now.
Yes.
It's interesting that he did so much media stuff because he didn't seem to like the media.
He's not a big media person.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
All right. Jack, during Top 11 week, I believe we will have special Top 5 of 5s, right?
Yeah. Top 11s at 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of lists.
So what do we got? It's that time of year.
This is the toughest one I've ever had to do.
Really?
What do you got?
A lot of mental sweat trying to work my way through this one. So I have the top 11 athletes of the last 25 years.
In Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia.
Wow. Oh, in Philly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Tough one.
Top 11 athletes of the last 25 years.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a tough one.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
You won't be putting down Eagles O-line like I did?
No, I wasn't able to do that. But it was a big responsibility. I'm going to come through.
That's tough. All right, I'm interested in hearing this.
By the way, one final top 11 list that you can vote on. If you go to 94WIP.com/top11 and we will calculate this list, you can vote on the top 11 WIP personalities currently.
Nice.
We will reveal on Friday. So 94WIP.com/top11.
This ought to be awesome.
Vote correctly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.